Hi, welcome to Arts and More on WMUK, bringing you arts and culture from Southwest Michigan. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Last Wednesday, a handful of Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra musicians stood outside the Epic Center before the KSO's annual meeting, but they didn't intend to go in. Instead, they were handing out leaflets about the musicians' labor dispute against the symphony. The musicians filed an unfair labor practice charge last month after the symphony changed the rehearsal schedule for its symphonic series. Elizabeth Start is a cellist with the KSO and vice president of the American Federation of Musicians Local 228.
The evening rehearsals for our classic or symphonic series concerts have now gone to afternoon rehearsals, 2 days of doubles starting at 3 p.m, which makes it impossible for anybody with a day job, anybody with a teaching studio. So pretty much most of our musicians are in a situation where they really can't make the schedule work.
The KSO generally has 4 nightly rehearsals for a symphonic concert. The new schedule would look something like this. Say the concert is on Saturday night. Musicians would do an afternoon and night rehearsal on Thursday, 2 rehearsals again on Friday, and then the concert on Saturday. It's worth mentioning that there are only 5 or 6 symphonic concerts out of the 35 to 40 concerts in a typical KSO season. But symphonic concerts are the largest in the season. They also take the most time and effort to play. It's kind of the meat and potatoes for an orchestra. Start says the symphony didn't discuss the schedule change with the musicians before adding it to their agreement. The KSO players had been working under an old contract since 2014, but were close to finalizing a new agreement with the symphony in March. Start says this schedule was a last-minute addition.
Things like scheduling are working conditions. They are subjects for bargaining, and that has not been done in this case.
Symphony president and CEO Peter Gistelink says the KSO hasn't done anything illegal. He says management has the right to set rehearsal times. It's stated in both the new and old agreements.
As long as it is not in conflict with the contract, and that says up to 2 services per day, we cannot do more than 2 services per day, and up to 8 services per week.
A service in this case means either a rehearsal or a concert. Under the new agreement, KSO musicians would be expected to do double services on 14 weekdays next season. This season, there are only 4 on weekdays. Gistelink says the schedule change would mostly affect musicians who live in Kalamazoo or close by. He says the other players would be driving or flying in anyway. Still, locals make up about 40% of the orchestra. But if the schedule is inconvenient for many musicians, why do it?
We are trying really to elevate the quality of the orchestra. And elevating the quality of the orchestra also goes hand in hand with access to very high-end soloists.
Gistelink says many renowned soloists are only available for 1 or 2 full days. The adjusted schedule makes it so a soloist can do, say, 2 rehearsals on a Friday, or just 1 dress rehearsal the Saturday of the concert. Gistelink says it might only save 1 day of travel, but to a soloist, that makes a huge difference. It might also encourage soloists on the road to make a stop in Kalamazoo. Gistelink says when you only have 4 rehearsals over 4 days, it's harder to focus on the material.
Every time that you go back to the next rehearsal, you lose a significant amount of what was discussed in the previous rehearsal. And that is normal. That is human. That is normal. There are too much time between. And that's also a reason why it's very good to concentrate those in 2 days, because then everything is fresh and automatically your artistic performance is going to improve significantly.
Gistelink says many orchestras schedule their rehearsals this way. But Carla Lehmeyer Tatum disagrees. She's the president of the Regional Orchestra Players Association, or ROPA, a networking organization of regional orchestra musicians around the country. Lehmeyer Tatum says rehearsals during the day might be the norm for some orchestras, but not for a regional orchestra like Kalamazoo's.
There are orchestras that do rehearse during the day, but these are the major orchestras that have a 52-week season. They're salaried. They make their living playing in that orchestra.
Lee Meyer Tatum says many regional orchestra musicians cobble together their living through day jobs or by playing in several different orchestras at a time. Take KSO cellist Elizabeth Start, for example. Do you mind me asking what other symphonies you play in?
Elgin, Illinois, Chicago Philharmonic. Those are the primary ones. I also play with various contractors, played with Andrea Bocelli last weekend. I'll be playing at Ravinia next week with Seth MacFarlane. So lots of stuff in the Chicago area.
Start says most KSO musicians earn less than $6,000 a year from the Kalamazoo Symphony. Some only make about half that. Still, Start says it's a big chunk of their income. That's why, despite the labor dispute, many musicians still renewed their personal service agreements with the symphony a few days ago. Orchestra CEO Peter Gistelink says the new schedule will also save the KSO money. Because the KSO could rent practice space for fewer days, Gistelink estimates they could save $45,000 in rent. He says that's not much. But that money would go back to the musicians, in the form of raises, between 6 and 15% over 4 years, as well as $55,000 in signing bonuses.
And the case that I wanted to make is it better to give it to the hall, or is it better to give it to my musicians?
But Start says those wage increases were already negotiated in the agreement before the rehearsal times were changed. And she says a small raise would not make up for missing higher-paying work in order to play for the KSO. I asked CEO Peter Gistelink if he was concerned that his local musicians might leave.
I don't want to lose my local people. I really love them. But on the other hand, I'm running an orchestra, which I have to, and I've always done it, run it as a business for their best good. Because if this is not run properly, at the end of the day, they will be the victims of an organization that is not being run properly. And I don't want to go there. And also, what you need to know, it's very, very hard to please 84 musicians at the same time.
But whether you think the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra schedule change is fair or not, the main question is it legal? And for that answer, we'll just have to wait. An attorney with the National Labor Relations Board is currently investigating the unfair labor charge against the symphony. That's all for Arts and More today. I'm Rebecca Thiel. You can hear Arts and More on Fridays on WMUK, and check us out online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.